This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, this is Dominique out of Indy. I just want to tell you an experience that I had probably like a few months ago. It sounds crazy to even talk about it or tell anybody. I only told two people, my wife and somebody else, this story. But it's crazy. One night I was sleeping, and when I usually sleep, I turn off all of my lights in the house besides the kitchen stove light. I'll leave that on. Well, this one night in particular, I slept with the bathroom light on. And so as me and my wife were laying in bed, we're watching a movie. I forget what movie we're watching. And we fall asleep. So I'm asleep. Well, I think I'm asleep. Well, let's just say I'm asleep. And I swear to you, I might have been dreaming or I might have been awake. It's crazy. But I was sleeping. And in my dream or so-called dream, I could see inside my house, like to the T. The bathroom light was on. The door was open. The TV was on. I see my wife. I see myself. I see the dogs. I see the couch. I see everything in my room. And I'm in the bathroom and just looking in my room. And while I'm looking in my room, I'm seeing all of this. It's like this mist, but it's almost like a shadow, but you could see through it. It was like translucent, like a dark, just a mask. It was just like a shadow, just like somebody was standing there and just casting a shadow. And I seen it just standing beside me. I sleep on my side, on my right side, and I'm spooning my wife. I'm just holding her. And I see this thing. And as I'm looking at it, and I notice that I see me and my wife and everything, my room, it just, my body or whatever happened, it just fast forward into, like, I teleported into my body. Like, I just went just a zooming speed into myself, and I woke up. Light was on, TV was on, everything that I seen in my so-called dream, I seen it. I seen everything. The bathroom lights on, bedroom doors open. It just creeped the fuck out of me. I mean, like, I never experienced anything like that. I experienced sleep paralysis one time. I was sleeping and, I felt something on my head or felt like something had pressure on my temple, like, and it just like it was almost like a claw, but not a claw. I just felt like a push on my temple, and I swear to you, I heard something say, "You're not getting out of here," or "You're never leaving here." I was in the hospital. I had an accident, and I was asleep, and that's what it said. But back to where I was sleeping, in my room, it just creeped the fuck out of me. I never ever experienced anything like that. Other person I told this to, they explained to me, or they said that it's almost like what do they call it? Astral projecting, where people intentionally try to leave their body. And I was explaining to her, like, look, I was sleeping on my side. I didn't plan for any of that. I was just sleeping, I didn't. And that shit like that just happened. I mean, it really scared the fuck out of me. Even to this day, this happened probably like 2-3 months ago. I remember it just like it was yesterday. And it was just crazy. That was just my quick story. Everything that you're doing, I love it. I mean, when I found this podcast, I was like, I have to listen to this. This is what keeps me going during the day when I'm driving store to store, just doing my regular daily job thing. And I mean, you guys are like the shit. I listen to a few other podcasts. I stopped listening to that and just just been my whole time or my whole day listening to you guys. My wife, she doesn't really, she believes in spirits and things like that, but she really doesn't talk about it because she had a lot of things happen to her when she was a child, when she used to live in Chicago. But I mean, this, it's crazy how a lot of people just have experiences, and you guys just gave it an outlet to people to have a paranormal therapy, I guess. Just keep up what you're doing. I really love your guys' podcast. I'm an EPP. My wife don't know about it, so when she sees that $5 coming off of my check or coming out of the bank account on the statements, she's just going to have to understand. I got more stories to tell. I could tell you some next time I call. That happened with my kids, and that's a whole nother story. But just keep up the good work, you guys, and I'll call back with more stories. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.